This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus death toll continues to rise. It stands at 2,000 people, while those infected exceed 75,000. VOA's Julie Dabo.
At the moment, we don't have enough data on cases outside China to make a meaningful comparison on the severity of disease or the case fatality rate. We're following up with countries to get more information about what happens about each case and the outcome.
The WHO Director General said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help. Julie Dabo, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump granted clemency Tuesday to former Democratic State Governor Rod Blagojevich, who once sought to sell former President Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat. Blagojevich had served 8 years of a 14-year sentence. As he was boarding Air Force One, the president told reporters he'd seen Blagojevich's wife, Patricia, make an appeal for his freedom on television. The Department of Homeland Security says it will bypass federal laws on building contracts to speed up the construction of a wall aimed at blocking illegal crossings at the southern border. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Critics are objecting to a plan by the Homeland Security Department to waive procurement regulations like open competition and bidders' appeals to allow nearly 200 more miles of border wall to go up more quickly. The Project on Government Oversight says waiving the requirement for certified cost data could lead to grossly inflated prices and opens the door for shoddy work without any remedy. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says he hopes the waivers, approved by Congress in 2005, will accelerate some of the construction going along the southwest border. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. An Istanbul court acquitted noted philanthropist Osman Kavala on charges of sedition, ending a trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and eight other defendants were acquitted on all charges for a lack of concrete evidence. The packed courtroom erupted into applause and cheers as the verdicts were announced. The court acquitted nine, but the cases of seven others who had left the country and were tried in absentia would now be tried separately. Arrest warrants for them have been lifted. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has expressed horror at the scale of the humanitarian crisis in northwest Syria, which has resulted in mass deaths and injuries of civilians and hundreds of thousands of those displaced. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet describes conditions under which civilians are forced to live in Idlib and Aleppo as cruel beyond belief. She condemns the indiscriminate and inhumane attacks against civilians and is calling for an immediate end to hostilities. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says civilians, mostly women and children, are living in terror under scraps of plastic sheeting in freezing temperatures while bombing is going on.
Civilians fleeing the fighting are being squeezed into areas without safe shelter that are shrinking in size by the hour. And still they're bombed.
The United Nations estimates fighting has forced more than 900,000 civilians to flee their homes since December. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg says he would sell his business interest if elected president. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A top advisor for Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said Tuesday Bloomberg would sell the financial data and media company he founded, which bears his name, if he's elected president. Advisor Tim O'Brien said Bloomberg would put Bloomberg LP into a blind trust, and the trustee would then oversee the sale of the company. O'Brien told the Associated Press, "We want to be 180 degrees apart from Donald Trump around financial conflicts of interest." Trump continues to make money from his properties after putting his assets in a trust controlled by his two adult sons and a senior company executive. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The federal judge in the Roger Stone trial is refusing to postpone her sentencing, while President Donald Trump says the conviction of his close friend and confidant should be thrown out. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said during a conference call Tuesday with Stone and his lawyers that the sentencing will take place Thursday as planned. But Jackson appeared to say she could put off an order for Stone to begin his sentence after Stone's lawyers requested a new trial. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.